Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at growthday.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please, your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. You want to feel potential, you want to feel purpose, it comes from acts of service. Acts of compassion, kindness, generosity with the people around you. Are you providing great service as a husband, a wife, a role model, a team leader? Service, as in servant leadership. Service, as in generosity. Service as in doing a good job with heart and soul. That's what we mean by service. My short answer is, I hope that a lot of what you do in life feels like you're doing it from a generous, soulful place. A generous, soulful place. If you're a mom and you are generous and soulful with your kids, good job. If you're a leader of a big company and a mom and you're doing it from a generous and a soulful place, good job. If you're a volunteer and you do it from a generous and soulful place, good job. If you're trying to lead a team and you've had the guts to ask, how do I do this well? You've probably read about servant leadership and Robert Greenleaf's work in servant leadership. You go, oh, okay. The servant kind of leads from the back. The servant is the guide by the side, not the person pushing with the stick. The servant has heart and soul because they have compassion and empathy for others. And boy, do I think we need to develop this, because we've gone from a service mindset and one part of last century to a selfie, narcissistic culture that has forgot others and literally passes people struggling by on the road like they're pieces of trash. And that's where we're at as a society. And it's going to be the volunteers and the leaders and the servant leaders who are going to change this world. And I hope that's you. And I give you a round of applause if you are that person who's generous and showing up for people and giving your best to your kids and to your team and your fellow members. Very few people do that, and that you do that, I honor you and I thank you for that. It's much, much needed. It's more needed now than any time I've ever seen. Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com, or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
this moment that we're experiencing in life, the reason a lot of people are feeling so lacking in purpose is because there's so much negativity in the environment. There's so much narcissism in the environment. We're, you know, completely bombarded and scrolling by all these acts of selfie culture and narcissism, and so few demonstrations of beauty, of humanity, of genuine moments where someone takes a beat out of their day to help somebody or to be with somebody. And when you're willing to do that, part of purpose is sensing a mission larger than yourself. Part of purpose is sensing a mission larger than yourself. Most people confuse that with a large achievement. But what it was meant to be back in the day in these conversations was it meant you can see beyond yourself. I can see the suffering of others and want to be of service to them. I can see the suffering of others and want to be of service to them. Where that means your angry child, or that means the neighbor who's struggling, or your friend who just lost her husband. It means I can see beyond myself, my immediate selfish, impulsive needs, and I can be with someone. I can sit with someone. I can listen to somebody. I can empathize with somebody. Too often we think of service as like donation. You know, did I donate to this cause? And by the way, please donate to whatever cause that you get behind. But there's different ways to provide service outside of just money. And the biggest part of humanity is learning to sit with people and be with them in their times of need, to let them know you see them and you hear them and you're curious about their story and you want good for them in their lives. Not your way, not imposing your values, not pushing the answer, but literally just honoring them as a human being and letting them feel that generous, soulful part of you that wants to see them live a happy life on their terms or in their way, and facilitating a little bit of that. That's why I do my work. Like, this is not something I have needed to do for a long time in my life. I love this because you guys leave reviews. I don't know if you guys have read all the app reviews for Growth Day, or you send us DMs all the time, or you hit reply to my emails. It's a big reason I'm still doing this after 20 years. It's hearing your story. It's knowing how difficult it is. And it's knowing that we all suffer in so many ways. And we all have so much to heal. And we all have so much potential to actualize. And we all deserve to feel and cultivate a sense of purpose. And it's the reason I show up here today. Like, this has been the defining part of my life for the last 15 years. And I don't say that because, like, look at me. I'm like, that was just a choice. I chose it from a well-paying job, and I immediately went broke and bankrupt when I decided to do that. I wouldn't recommend going the path that I went, but I just knew I wanted to be a person of service in the world, and I had to figure out my own unique journey to do that. I want you to figure out your own unique journey. I want you to find what will make you feel that you are providing generous and soulful time and attention to things that matter to you. What will make you feel like you providing generous and soulful time and attention to something that matters to you? If that's your family straight up, great. If that's your family and this other type of career, great. If that's this mission or this giving or this donation or this volunteerism, great. If it's you using your platform to highlight a cause or a person or a situation that you believe in, great. My answer to you is do it more often. Remember, purpose has to be a way of life. That annual December donation, probably not enough to feel purposeful in the service department.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because, believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so and you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.